tonight on a big old Saturday night. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Here tonight on a big old Saturday night in Houston, Texas, on a glorious Saturday night, I must admit. And I got my trusty sidekick here with me, my partner in crime, Big Reggio, on the show with me. What's going on, Reggio?
Oh, nothing, man. Just finally glad this election is over with.
Hey, man. Just like waiting on your your paternity results or something, man. You sitting there scratching your head and twiddling your thumbs and don't know how it's going to turn out. You know, I felt like the whole world was on Mars, sitting around waiting on the DNA test coming back. Yeah, that's how I felt to me. I saw a post that just tickled me to death. They said they need to get them same people who count the tithes and the offerings at the church on Sunday to count the votes. Oh, they'd have been back immediately. Bro, let me tell you something. Them people will go count them tithes and offerings and be back for the pastor even get through talking about the tithes and offering and be talking about we need somebody to match 100. Pastor be talking about, well, I got 100. I want somebody to match it. Yeah, man, them churches be wild on Sunday, man. Huh. And they got all kind of schemes to get that money in there, baby. But yeah, yeah. Who we got joining us? We're like, okay, that's Kenny Wayne, ain't it?
How y'all doing?
What's happening, sir? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm all right. And y'all, how you doing, Big Red Joe?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, man?
Oh, I'm good.
Man, we
so
just
talking about this election, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
I just saw a post on Facebook that had me crying, laughing, talking about they should have got the people who count the tithes and the offerings on Sunday at the church to count them votes. This election would have been counted and been done.
I listened to the radio where they say the people at Chick-fil-A that worked the drive through would have had that done way more faster than them people that were doing it.
Yeah, they get you in and out that window at Chick-fil-A, boy.
Yeah.
They get you in and out of there, baby. By the time you pull around the side of that building, your stuff is sitting there at the door waiting on you, at the window.
You know the problem I had with this whole election? With some of our people, with some of the black folks.
What's that?
Especially the mail. Everybody talking about that crime bill that Joe Biden came up with. But how I feel about stuff like that, if you don't do it, you ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
Hey, well, your boy KJ got mad at me because of a statement I made on Facebook. I can't, you know, he was making some statement about Kamala Harris, and I was like, hey man, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that I'm against my people. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just not gonna feel sorry for you. You already know the system is against you, so why go out there and do what you do, knowing that you're rolling the dice. Sometimes you win, sometimes you crap out. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Reg,
he was upset with me. I can't believe you said that, Reg. Wow, man. I just, I guess he threw at me now because I'm like, hey, man, look.
Hey, man.
That's just how I feel about it.
That's how I feel about it. I've been there, done it. I've been in them streets. But I don't have enough to know. I could have went to Rice and Sack groceries. I could have kept my job at Popeye's Chicken. I could have kept my job at Memorial Southeast. But I chose to do otherwise. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, by me choosing to do that, I had to accept the consequences for my actions.
Exactly.
That's what he means about if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Let me tell you something, brother. I told Reggie this a while back, Kenny Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I learned about that situation right there, you going to get tired of going before they get tired of taking you. let me tell you about a brother that they broke. Me. Bro, let me tell you something. I know daggone well if I do something right now at 51 years old, them people not gonna say, hey man, you done been there 2-3 times already, you 51, we ain't gonna take you. Guess what they gonna do? They gonna put my hands behind my back, cuff them together, and sit me in that little tight back seat and take me on down there and put me in that orange jumpsuit.
Hesitation.
And if they ain't got nowhere for me to sleep, they'll give me a low rider and a mattress and say, lay over there in that corner. They ain't letting nobody go no more, bro.
Man,
you know what the problem is, man. Everybody back then was crying about how bad crime was.
Right. He
didn't do that on his own. It took a collection of everybody to vote in Congress in order to get that bill passed.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all you got. I mean, what you say, Kenny Wayne?
They say the Black Caucus. I read the Black Caucus was a part of.
Yeah, I mean, but the people in the neighborhood, they was all for it too.
Yeah.
I mean, we all was happy. We didn't know that they was going to use it against us. But, you know, hey, man, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I already know. Everybody want to say, well, you know, we didn't, you know, they want to bring Reagan for bringing the crack here and all that. And it's, you know, we didn't have to sell it, though. You know, that's the way I look at it. We had a choice.
I ain't never smoked it.
Not me neither.
I mean, it ain't like I didn't have an opportunity to. Now, I can't say I ain't never sold it, but I ain't never smoked it.
Hmm.
I had ample opportunity to smoke it if I wanted to, but I chose the other side of it. I was addicted to selling it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Making money. I'm going to just tell you from experience, that addiction is sometimes worse than the crackhead. You stay up longer than they do sometimes.
Yep.
They go home and get a nap and then come back. You still be up.
JD? When you start making a little money, you get paranoid.
Yeah.
Now you got the police after you. You got the shyster cats in the hood. And then you got the other folks looking at you. You don't know who coming to get you.
You got
paranoid like the crackhead now.
Look, Kenny, you out there peeking out of windows and stuff, looking around corners and all that.
You like Malcolm X now.
Yeah, you all out the window, bending the blinds.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there, done that, baby. I can tell you, I ain't no lie. I say, boy, look at I thank God for deliverance from all of that foolishness, man. But let me tell you something. They took me down there the last time, Kenny Wayne, and I seen a midget down there with a full Harris County jumpsuit on that had Harris County down that little short leg. Like he had a tailor in the back or something. I said, well, they ain't letting nobody go. Ain't no sense in me coming down here thinking they gonna let me go because they can't find no outfit for me. Man, them people had me. I say, boy, hold up. Yeah, they broke me, bro. I can't go give them no more of my time. They put you on the shelf and they talk about some rehabilitation. Bro, you ain't no rehabilitation down there.
Nah.
Ain't done down there but pause. You know, and I say balls and stars because everybody down there used to be the man. You know, they had, look, it killed me when you in the county, Reggie, and boys talking about how they rolled slabs and they had girls out, you know, they ran these gals and all that different stuff. And you down here on a $500 bond, you can't get out? Okay. That one thing I learned, you can be whoever the hell you want to be in that jail cell.
Yeah.
That's just like Facebook then.
Yeah.
You can be whatever you want to on Facebook.
I was all a bum, but you was a superstar in the street.
Yeah.
Bro, you tripped. But yeah, that's just the life that, and you're right, Reg. Hey, man. Back when them bills was passed, bro, crime was ignorant. Crime was ridiculous. I wanted them bills passed. And I was out there doing foolishness. But let me tell you something. Like right now, if something I want the laws to show up. They people I'm calling. I ain't handling nothing myself no more.
But crime did go down. I mean, do people really notice that crime did go down after the bill was passed?
Oh, they had no choice because they start locking people up two by two. Like they were going to the ark.
Yeah.
And and giving you enough time where your parole officer hadn't even been born yet. When he went to- think about that. Your parole, you go to jail, and your parole officer ain't even been born yet.
I'm gonna tell you what it hurt. I'm gonna tell you when I knew it wasn't for me. I was 24 when I got incarcerated. You had a kid graduating high school that Friday and Monday night. He's telling you to go to bed. Rack time, you got to get your butt in that bed.
Exactly.
Man, But if you don't get up in that bed, they got ways to make you go to sleep.
Hey, Kenny,
there ain't no Amby.
I was telling Reggie, they'll put you in jail. I said, wait a minute. How you put somebody in jail and I'm already in jail? They put you back there and forget about you, bro. Yeah, they got ways, like you say, ways of making you do what they say.
Yeah. You go in there 250, they put you in that jail within jail, you come out $125.
I'm going to say 145 soaking wet.
Yeah. You don't get no commissary. You don't get nothing.
Your stomach be touching your back when you get up out of there.
You can almost use a finger to unlock the lock.
Baby, talk to dogs.
Get out of here. But man, say, I went down at that one time, but then I realized, and also, I wasn't the only one there. Even though my mother, my father, my kids, and my sister wasn't there, they was there. I found out my dad has always been a big man.
Right.
But when he came to see me, he was losing weight. So right. My little sister say he was up half an hour before he went to work pacing the floor. And then he told me, he said, I won't worry about it. Something happening to you. I heard about if somebody tried to do something to you, being who you were, you getting more time and never coming home.
Right.
That was his main concern. He was like, that's why he see who I am now. He'd be like, yeah, but I thank God. And I thank that lady that's in that den watching TV. Because, you know, we have a t-shirt that say every beauty needs a beast. That's my beauty. Because my mama, but maybe no, she was the one also. I was somewhere, and I went from 0 to 105 in like 3 seconds.
Uh-huh.
But my wife was able to come in front of me and get to talking.
Calm you right down.
Calm me right down.
Yeah.
Mama saw almost like, there's been women out there with, nothing you could have said would have got me from what, couldn't have stopped me from doing what I was intending to do. But she was able to do that. And I was that's why I got threatened by my uncle and my dad.
Yeah, mine the same way, brother. I wholeheartedly understand what you're saying. But yeah, man, let me tell you something. When I went down there the last time, Kenny Wayne, it was a brother in there. I was in Navasota when I met this brother. This brother went to the penitentiary in 1968, brother, and he was still in there. I said, bro, I wasn't even born in 68. He went to prison a year before I was born. He right out, they called him Third Ward. He was an old cat right out of Third Ward. Then I met this other white guy who was in there, bro. He had been in there so long, you know how they give you your ID, and we was in the infirmary. And I mean, he wasn't no real old looking white cat, but the guard asked him what his birthday was. And he told her his birthday, and I did the math in my head real fast. This brother was like 84 years old, bro, still in the penitentiary. I asked him, you know, I couldn't think of nothing to say. I said, hey, man, what you in there for, robbing stage coaches? I said, hey, boy, what did you do? I said, man, you robbed stage coaches or something? What you been doing? Hey, man, this man, 84 years old, sitting there next to me, looking like he about 65, maybe, at the most. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, good God, bro. And that, hey, man, look here. Like Third Ward, he had 3 99-year sentences. He wasn't never coming home. And this cat, 84 years old, he wasn't never coming home. He was at home. And I never wanted to get to that situation where I could get caught up, you know, because you can easily get caught up doing something you ain't got no business around and end up down there with that kind of time. But let me tell you something. Third Ward had been in there so long, he go eat breakfast in the ODR with the officers. He walked down the hallway with some house slippers on, looked like he wouldn't have got them from Walmart, drinking his cup of coffee, dead, walking dead down the center of the hallway. So they wouldn't even bother him. He had been there so long. And they knew he wasn't going well.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever get that comfortable in a penitentiary setting, brother. No. But we got a lot of these youngsters out here playing games.
Yep.
That they don't understand. Them people give you 60 years and getting their Mercedes Benz and ride out to the Woodlands and go home. Never to hear from you again.
Yep.
That's all it takes. And the state of Texas is so dirty. Because what they do, and a lot of these youngsters don't even know these laws, and they out here playing these games. In the state of Texas, once you get a judge, you go in front of that judge every time you get another felony until he retires, or until he give you enough time where he don't have to see you no more. And believe me, they know because they see their name at the bottom of your old paperwork.
Yeah.
So they get to seeing their name two or three times. They be like, you know what? I'm gonna give you enough this time. I ain't gonna have to deal with you no more.
Well, I call my case in Galveston County.
Right.
Crazy part about everything, man, I've been through. Everything I did between South Park and the southwest side of Houston, I never seen the inside of the county jail unless I was going to visit my uncle.
Right.
Got to messing around down in Galveston County. And you're right. That same judge that I signed for my time, I won't just leave it up to him to give it to.
Right.
Then there was a guy, his name was Bubba Speaker, may he rest in peace. A lot of people say he was on drugs. He was a killer from Galveston. But he was good with the law books. And the first time he saw me, he asked me, say, big man, all that, how you doing? He say, what you in here for? And I told him. He set me down. We talked for a little bit. And his son was in the cell next to him. His son had an aggravated rod. He said, can you do me a favor? He said, can you tell my son to come see me? So I hollered across the thing. I said, say, man, your pop said, come see me. He like, F him. I'm like, what's wrong? Man, a little crackhead. He said, such. Now, mind you, that crackhead done gave back 3-4 murder cases.
Right.
So now I go down there again. He helped me with my case, tell me what I need to do, what paperwork to file, and what my lawyer did, he looked at too. And so I was like, you mad because your dad was on drugs, but now you don't listen to these fools in the cell. You done went down here and got 35A.
Woo! Got to do 18 or 19 before they even come talk to you.
And your dad done gave back 3 murder cases. He's on the record books for giving back murder cases. So to let you know, he knows something. I mean, I wouldn't care if he smoked half of Peru. But he know about this law. And he can help me. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because once I went back to my cell and I told guys and gals from who he was, they told me what he did. But they also showed me who he was in the books too.
Man,
it don't matter what you do. Is how you maintain what you do, and can you still be productive? That man was still doing them books.
But I was a kid seen him smoke a 10-pound bolo.
Thank you.
If he know what he's doing, I'm gonna let him work these papers, man. Get me up out of here. That's crazy.
35A.
Let's talk about this glorious election that we got the conclusion to today, man. We got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the next president-elect and vice president-elect. Man, let me tell you something, brother. I don't care if Daffy Duck would have ran against this clown, I was going to vote for Daffy. I was not voting for this man no more, no kind of way, man. This man was just a bad representative he is going to be a doodle stain on the history of the United States for these just these 4 little years he was in office. This man was the most divisive, lioness. Man, he was everything that people thought the first black president would be, man. Donald Trump was a nigga in the White House. That's how it was, too. He did everything he thought a black president would try if he got in office. And Obama handled himself with nothing but eloquent decorum. You know, he had just a presidential atmosphere in the entire White House. Donald Trump ran it like it was a trap house, man. He ran it like he was Suge Knight and the White House was a trap house. Man, I said, man, this man is crazy. And then when he get caught, he lies. He try to lie his way out of it. And then when he caught in the lie, he tried to lie his way out the lie he lied about. I was like, this man just don't care. And let me tell you something. I know dadgum well them people that write them speeches, glad to see him go, because I know that they weren't writing them speeches, and he wasn't, not what he was saying. They weren't writing that. He go out there and
he was freestyle.
He got ad-libbing like he Jeezy or somebody.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know them people write that speech for the clown.
You know, what Trump really remind me of? Say, Reggio, Daddy, remember you was growing up and the kid had a basketball or football and he didn't get picked and he take his ball, man. That's Donald Trump.
And why? Ken Wayne? Why the cat that nobody pick can't play? He got the best ball. He always the best ball or the best damn football, but he can't play neither one of them. And like you say, he don't get picked. He get mad, and take his ball home. Then you want to beat him up and take his stuff. Can't do that. Can't do that. We did it, but we can't do that. I ain't condoning that. Condoning that on the screen.
Even though he was condoning a lot of stuff that was happening to us on the cool.
Exactly. But yeah, man, I mean, only thing that I was skeptical about voting with Biden was the fact that this man is 78 years old, bro. And by the time his presidency is over with, he'll be 82, 83 years old almost.
I thought he was 74.
No, he's 78. He's the oldest. Okay. He's the oldest elected president in history. Let me tell you this. And he got more votes than any other president that's ever won in history.
Well, that's why he got the backup, though. That's what she for.
Right, exactly. But I'm hoping that we don't end up with another Ronald Reagan situation with Joe Biden. Because, you know, the last years of Ronald Reagan's presidency, he was suffering from Alzheimer's, and Nancy was actually running the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he had Alzheimer's real bad them last 2 years he was in office. I think he might have been wearing a diaper and everything by then. he was. I'm serious. He was out of there. He had real bad health when he got out of the White House. But he was old. I mean, 82-year-old black man is different from an 82-year-old white man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our genetics keep us young. You know, like they say, black don't crack. But you know, he lied to get in there in 2 years and be thrown out. Ain't no telling what happened. But like you say, we got backup, we got Kamala Harris going in there, and I'm gonna trip out if she end up being the first black female president by default.
What I like about the whole thing too, you seen how Obama got out there behind Joe and got the campaign with him.
Exactly.
So don't think Obama ain't gonna be in his ear. You see what I'm saying? And don't think Michelle ain't gonna be in Kamala's ear.
Mm-hmm.
So how I feel about that? They're not voted into the White House, but they still gonna be a part of the White House. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I understand what you're saying.
They're not going to be president and first lady. But some move that's going to be made But you can probably see their imprint on.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
They can't run. They can't run another term. So, our running, Joe Biden, his running mate. Now he's the president.
Right.
And Kamala Harris, the black woman, she's the vice president.
Right.
So, Obama could be in Joe ear, Michelle can be in her ear. Right. That's how we're gonna make this run. And Michelle can also help Joe Biden's wife.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that thing Trump had, that first lady that was just leaving, she didn't want to be there. You care about her mannerism, she did not want to be there.
Yeah, and not only that, let me tell you something, man. Donald Trump's wife had them taking nude pictures and all kind of stuff. They had nudes of her everywhere. Yeah. But you didn't hear that much about it, but let that had have been Michelle. When Obama got elected, you'd have seen them pictures all over the internet, everywhere.
Remember that? Well,
in the beginning, we heard a lot about it. What's that cat on the $700 the 700 club? What's his name? Pat, that old cat.
Oh yeah,
he was the one talking about how Michelle needed to cover up her arms because you know that's not first lady like. But then when they asked him about the questions about the new pictures of Trump's wife, he's like, "Oh, that's art." I said, yeah. "What?"
Hey, oh, man.
That's art. Man, please, that's art. So, if that's art, so is that picture of the pink panther on the toilet people used to have in their bathrooms back in the 70s.
Nah. Well, you crazy. Hey, but the thing that I'm gonna tell y'all what I laughed about on day two. Of you know, we voted Tuesday. The actual election was Tuesday and Wednesday. I was listening to one of the analysts on there, and they was talking about getting to the mail-in votes. And I didn't even think about that, but it was so funny when he said it. And I kept hearing him, you know, I started while he was on CNN, and I started watching him more often. And he kept bringing up the fact that almost all of the mail-in ballots was going to favor Biden. He said, we ain't even gotten to those yet and started counting them. You know, because they counted their votes first. And he said, well, you know, Donald Trump told his supporters that he didn't trust the mail-in ballots, so he wanted all of them to vote in person. But a lot of them make it out and vote in person. So most of the mail-in ballots, they said, were favoring Biden 80% to like 20%, 25% or so.
Yeah.
And he just said, well, Trump told his supporters don't use the mail-in vote, and now it's coming back to haunt him and bite him in his butt, basically what he was saying. And I said, man, this man really, really stuck his foot in his mouth because he was leading in Georgia, he was leading in Pennsylvania, he was leading in all these different states until they started counting the mail-in votes. You get on, boy. You get what you
well,
ask.
You know, I think he was setting it up anyway. I think he knew that the Democrats were going to be mostly the people that mail in the votes. So in case he lose, he also used that as a reason why he's losing and you know, trying to get those votes thrown out. That's why he wanted to stop counting votes.
But you see, they tried to do it in Harris County.
Yeah, I think he always, you know, Trump has always got a plan. And you know what I'm saying? It didn't work out for him, like you said, but now he's still trying to fight it. You know, they're going to have to drag him screaming and hollering at that White House. He ain't trying to leave, man.
I hope he don't want to leave. I'm looking forward to it. I want to go in there hog time and drag him out of there like some luggage. I hope he put up a fight. I hope they put on pay-per-view or something. I'm a show get it and watch it. You got to be crazy.
You know his base believe everything he say. You know what I'm saying? I heard a cat on the I saw a cat on the news. He was saying, well, I think it's kind of funny that he was winning by so much, and then it seemed like overnight he started losing. I said, man, that's because they started counting the mail-in votes. I mean, what do you expect? But whatever Trump say is what they believe.
But you know where else he was gonna lose that too? The military vote show was gonna get.
Oh yeah.
The way he treated that military.
Hey.
And they
sure
was gonna get him up
out of. They sure don't trust him at all.
Yeah, man. I seen the Attorney General in Las Vegas, I mean Nevada. Hey man, he was talking so much noise, because he was like, "Yeah, we heard that dead people are voting." I said, "Hold up, man, they didn't went way back to JFK and Richard Nixon. They dead people right. vote." The dude, he said, "You know," the dude said, "Hold up, man, let me tell you something. I'm the Attorney General of the state, and I can guarantee you that the voting process is legal here. Is legal here, and there's only one case where somebody tried to do something illegal, and I'm prosecuting him right now." And the dude right. was like, "Well, you know, Las Vegas. Nevada have a history of this happening." He said, "No, you're wrong about that." He was on Fox. I like to watch Fox sometimes because they just doing so much crying and you know,
everybody's
we they stole the election. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can say the same thing about Trump when Hillary lost. They stole. Yeah. She had the popular vote. You know exactly. what I'm saying? We thought she was winning. But hey, next you know, Trump was the president. You know what I mean? I didn't cry about it. I ain't like it. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't cry about it.
Right.
He in there, he crying, he making all kinds of excuses. He's a sore loser. I mean, it just don't look good for him at all, man.
This man had 5 losses before the election was over with.
Say, man, I hope you don't have a White House dog, because he sure gonna kick it.
Hey, man. Anyway, they gonna go kick the dog, man.
Kick the dog. Hey, dog man, walk up on the tire to console who will kick him clean across the overlap.
Man, he gonna go in there and put the goldfish bowl on the stove and everything. he trying to tear the place down now, man.
Hell yeah.
Hey man, this boy said go kick the dog, man. I'm through with you.
Yeah, you got these Republicans talking about give him a chance. You know, he just found out he lost today. Just let him soak it in. I'm like, come on, really, man. You know Trump is not leaving without a fight, man. Come on, man.
But what they should have did was go over there and take him some boxes and some tape.
Yeah.
And tell me you all in the back.
My homeboy from the dead end got a moving company. I'm pretty sure he'll love to move him up out of them 18 Villas Eagles.
What's that for the free?
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, and look, let me tell you something. Bad ankle and all, I go help him. I go help him. I told something out of there. We're going to get you out of here today, though, brother. Yeah, he got to go, man. Let me tell you something, man. Like I said, this man is going to be a stain on American history for the duration. He has been the most divisive, most lioness, propaganda spewing president I've ever seen in all of my years, brother. And I've been around a lot of them. All the way from the ones I can start remembering real vividly is Jimmy Carter and, you know, Nixon and all of them. Way back in the day, I remember them cats and the stuff that used to go on and Reagan and all that, you know, Reaganomics and all them old different situations. Bill Clinton and with the, you know, the three strikes rule and all that kind of stuff. I remember all that, man. But nothing... Donald Trump, only purpose that he was in the White House for was to reverse everything. He was anti-Obama. Yeah. But like that's how he got his claim to fame. Everything Obama did, I'm gonna reverse it. You know, and the hate and the racism of our country really came out to shine because they wanted anything that would disassociate this country and reverse any type of help that Obama had done for the United States, period. That's all they wanted. They didn't want Obama to be go down in history as one of the best presidents. Anything, that's all Donald Trump had to say. I'm going to change everything Obama did. They were like, okay, well, come on in here. This man was a reality star, brother. This man ain't had no... The only thing he ever done was run businesses, and most of his businesses, he ran them in the ground. You know what I'm saying? He ran them in the ground. They were a lot of his businesses were unsuccessful. So I don't know what made people think that this man could be the president of the United States and run according
Remember,
to...
What was it? Trump University?
Right.
Man, please.
Failed. He got the government
out in there. How you lose money on a casino?
My GED had more accreditation than that place did. My GED even went to school did.
Hey, look, did you hear what Reggie say? How you lose to the casino? Now, they already say the house always wins.
Thank you. But so you know,
be an idiot. I think
what Biden really got over to, when he showed his taxes.
Right.
That helped him too. He was transparent. He let you know I ain't got nothing to hide.
Right.
But Trump ran for years with his taxes. Through the last 3.5 years, every time anybody puts taxes, somebody's looking at him. Somebody's looking at him.
Audit. He having an audit done and he can't expose them right now.
Yeah.
Man, quit lying, bro. Like I say, man, I know the speechwriters in the White House is glad to see him go. But he wasn't following nothing they was telling him to say anyway. And they glad to see that clown get up out of there.
Yeah, they say they're trying to talk him down right now, but it just ain't working.
Hey, man, look, I hope you get up on the top of the building and go and jump. Get it over with. Yeah, hey, man. I hope one of them catch it.
Trump is trying to bring the whole country down with him. He's not leaving without burning down the White House. I'm telling you.
He's just
not going to do it.
Hey, man. He might be out in the front of the White House right now with about $2.50 worth of gas pouring it around the front and a cigarette. They better check him. Or put him on. Look, do like they do in the penitentiary, Kenneth Wayne. Put him, make him wear one of them paper suits and put him on suicide watch.
Yeah.
And pick him, baby.
And feed him Johnny through the door. Slide his Johnny up under the door.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, put that boy, look, put him in that room with no sheets on the bed and in one of the paper suits and that's it. And put him on suicide watch. And he lied to kill himself right now. Cause let me tell you something. This is what's about to happen. Melania probably gonna leave him. First of all, she finna get tired of the scrutiny that's about to come down on him right now anyhow. Second thing is, you finna get put out the White House. Third thing is, the Attorney General in New York has been waiting for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
By January the 31st, he'll be indicted on a couple of things in New York and be lined up ready to go to federal prison by February. So he had a lot riding on this campaign, but like Reggie said, I think he might have been trying to set it up with the mail-in votes and all that. But the thing is, he lost by such a big margin in electoral votes that he don't even know which state to have them recount. It don't matter because he don't get but one. Yep. He can't get one. And even when they count that, and if you do fool around and some kind of way end up where they reverse it, you still so far behind in electoral votes that you can't catch Biden no how.
Yeah.
Whether he know it or not, mathematically, it's over with. It's been really over with, but it's official right now because the media has
called it.
Called it, and it's been what they call it, officiated, where that he's officially the president-elect now. So it don't even matter. You know, and Trump, first of all, he's trying to file lawsuits with no real basis for the lawsuits. They ain't going to pull up no frivolous, as they call it, frivolous lawsuits behind the body here.
Talking about the recounts. He like, well, what the president needs to realize, he needs to put on his big boy pants and just realize he lost.
Exactly. You right. Let me ask y'all another
one. His governor said that.
Let me ask y'all another question. I don't know if y'all been watching this this lady, this pastor called
Paul. I will bring that up. I already know who you're talking about.
Did you see that, Reggie?
What's that?
Paula White. This white lady, she's a pastor. And she got there trying to pray Trump through this election to be the winner.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to go on YouTube.
I'm gonna send it to the group later.
Yeah, you got to go on YouTube. You got to go on Ricky Smiley's page or Roland Martin, any of them shows, and watch them on YouTube. They got this woman. Man, this woman is calling out
angels from Africa.
She calls out angels from Africa to help Donald
South
Trump.
America.
And oh, South man. America to help Donald Trump. Herself,
speaking of tongues.
Oh my God, Reggie. When I tell you, bro, I can't even do the thing justice. I wish we had a clip of it where we could play it in our show. Bro, when I tell you it's the most hilarious situation. And the thing that's so crazy, Reggie, this woman does speaking engagements in mostly black churches. And my thing is, what black church is going to be bold enough to let her get back up in their pulpit now? You know, she's always black mega churches.
Yeah.
Doing sermons. Man, look here, let me tell you something. As a black pastor of a mega church right now, you can't put that woman back up there, man, after the debacle that she just set off trying to get Donald Trump back in. Man, this, Reggie, I promise you, when we get off the air, Kenny Wayne, please send that to our group so Reggie can see this, man. And I want you to go on YouTube, Reggie, and just all you got to do is put her name in. Her name is Paula White. She is a
man.
She's a black chick or she's white?
She's white.
She's a white lady.
Oh.
Especially when she gets to try on the top of the tongue. Oh, Lord.
Like I said, yeah, hey, Kenny Wayne. Man, let me tell you something. When I first heard it, the first time I heard it was on the radio with Smiley Show in the morning on 102.
That's when I first heard it.
And let me tell you something. Ricky and Gary with the T, bruh. I thought I was going to run into something laughing so hard trying to drive the dialysis, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was the craziest thing ever. Wait a minute, I think my production manager might be getting us something together right quick, Reggie. Hold on. Hey, man, technology is something else. My wife is fool with the computer.
She doing it.
Yeah, she trying to get it. She bringing up something on YouTube, look like. But they got to, you know, I got to do a commercial first on YouTube.
Yeah.
They always going to slip a commercial in there. Yeah, let's see.
I saw this part too. Charlamagne gave a donkey of the day.
Oh yeah.
Donkey of the day came plus.
Hey man, let me tell you who else tore her up, Reggie. Shula King. You know Shula? That do all that. Yeah. Yeah, it's on there. Can y'all hear it, fellas?
I can't hear it.
Yeah, it's kind of low, bro. Can y'all hear it now?
Yeah, it's breaking up. I can't hear it at all.
Rich said you can't hear it at all. Well, we'll say that for next time. Reggie, you got to get on here. Like I say, just put in Paula White, and it's everything gonna come up. It is ridiculous, bro. Shula King let her have it. Charlamagne let her have it. Ricky Smiley, every black comedian then gave it to her, man. Then gave her everything she could stand, bro. It's just hilarious. I say, she has really made what Charlamagne called it, donkey of the day. She became the donkey of the day right there, brother. She probably the donkey for the rest of the year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
She's
the donkey of 2020.
Exactly. Because she is not going to be able to get him in no other black church's pulpit with that foolishness that she tried to pull off to help Donald Trump when she could have kept that to herself, brother. I was like, are you serious, lady? You but are.
What made it funny, too, is the man kept walking back and forth behind.
Yeah.
The production was like, I'm like, what church is this? You got a guy. I'm calling on angels. Come on. How come the moon is something? I'm like, who you think you is, Busta Rhymes? Busta Rhymes sound more clear than what she did.
Yeah, man. Shula King said, "What in the twisted tongue tabernacle is she talking?" the twisted tongue tabernacle. I like die with it. Hey man, you got to go and see the videos, Reggie. Hey bro, you gonna laugh for the rest of the night. I promise.
Yeah,
And not only that, they got remixes of it, like put to music. Oh my god.
Yeah. Charlamagne got on the dog today.
Y'all seen the one where the black girl was getting arrested and she was telling the cop about he gonna lose his job, he ain't got no job.
Yeah, they did a Donald Trump with that one too.
Yeah.
I seen that one with Joe Biden, Obama, Michelle, the senator that just died. What's his name? Black
John Lewis.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, all of them on there. Oh my god. Kamala on there. I say, oh my god. They kidding this boy, man.
Did y'all see the one with him and Nino Brown?
I ain't seen it.
I got it. I sent it to you.
Okay. All right.
Remember Nino Brown had the blade on G Money?
Right.
Dope.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, did y'all see the one on my page that I did with the Avengers? Oh yeah, I put one on there with the Avengers. They got Joe Biden and Joe Biden is playing Captain America, and Kamala is on there, and all of the other Democrats are on there, and Trump is sitting there looking like, oh my God, the Avengers are here. Hey, it's off the chain. Then they got that other one, where the NFL one, where old boy intercepted the ball and
he chased him down.
Yeah, walked him down.
Yeah,
and they got Joe Biden and DK. And walking that boy down, I said, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I saw that one.
The internet is undefeated, bro.
Let me tell you,
some cats out there that's talented with this internet, man. They will make up anything. You look, nobody is safe, bro, with the internet. That's all I can say.
So,
no is safe.
What the House and the Senate looking like, though? That's the key.
Well, they both pretty much balance. I think they may have two more in the House, and the Senate is 50-50. It's 48-48.
I saw the 48-48. I was just trying to see had anything changed since then.
No, that's still the same right now. And then in the other one, I think we have two more Republicans than we do two more Republicans than Democrats in the House. So, I mean, it's pretty even. You know, it's much more even because I think we picked up two extra seats in the Senate.
Yeah.
And we lost a seat or two in the House.
Yeah.
So, with Democrats. So, I'm looking forward to be pretty even. And, you know, it's just going to be, let me tell you something, man. All of these next 4 years going to be more presidential, more of the traditional presidency than the foolishness that we done put up with for 4 years. The Twilight Zone, bro. With this
what crime. People need to realize when it come to voting too. Okay, yeah. Ms. Harris and Biden is in there. Good. But don't do them like you did Obama.
Right.
You got them in there. But that second time when he really needed you,
you didn't show up. Right.
They got everything they way.
Exactly.
They stopped the train mid-track. Couldn't move no more. But then you say everybody wanted to say he didn't do nothing. You didn't give him.
Oh, yeah.
You sent him to a gunfight with a butter knife.
Exactly.
You vote the second time.
Exactly.
So we can't have history repeat itself with Biden and Harris. So we got to.
Yeah. You know what I'm hoping, though, Kenny Wayne? Because Biden was elected with more votes than any other president in the history of the United States. Mm-hmm. So that means, and the thing about it is, Donald Trump got just as many votes as he got last time that won him the election.
Yeah.
What that means is that we as Democrats, people got off their behind and carried their butt to the poll. Yeah. People held in them votes. Not only that, but we got a lot of Republicans who were sick and tired of the way Donald Trump was carrying himself and doing what he's, you know, how unpresidential he was, that they are still Republicans, but they voted for a Democratic president this time.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a better, I hope that people just see that there is power in us getting out and actually voting. And we keep that same energy, like you say, for the next election.
Yeah.
Even though Joe Biden going to be 82 years old, and I don't think he's going to be able to run again for president, but hopefully they will have, you know, something in place to try to replace him with a Democratic equivalent. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Even just talking about the midterm election, the 2 years.
Right, right.
Go back when they redo the House and the Senate.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one we need to get out and make sure we get some Democrats in there to help them out.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. They didn't do that for Obama.
Exactly.
Once they got him elected, the job was done. Now, people like that don't know politics, don't know the history of the Senate and the House.
Exactly. You're right.
He can go in there with whatever he want to go in there with. The House might pass it because you got the Democrat. I mean, the Senate might pass it, but once they get to the House and it's full of Republicans, that's it. It's dead.
Yeah, it's dead. It died right there on that floor.
Yeah.
You're right. So we got to get them some help in there, man. So like I said, I hope people just realize the power of the vote and how important it is after this election. And we keep that same energy when these next elections come up, bro.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of work to do. And it's going to take more than 4 years to, you know, Donald Trump reversed 8 years worth of Obama in 4 years. Hopefully we can get 8 years to reverse Donald Trump, because it's going to take 8 years to get rid of all of that this clown is starting. Look here, Joe Biden already is building a committee to help battle coronavirus. He's going to put that same committee back together like Obama had in an effort to attack a pandemic like the one that showed up. The same thing, soon as Trump got in office, he dismantled that pandemic board.
Yeah.
And Biden ain't even got in office yet, and he talked about putting it back together right now. He want to do it tomorrow.
There's a guy in my job, JD.
Uh-huh.
He's a Trump supporter.
Right.
And, you know, he was riding one day in the truck, and he was talking.
Right.
I told him, I said, you see how these people leave a marathon? Laid off? Leaving our company laid off? You know why? That pandemic hit.
Right.
That was messing up that economy.
Yeah, it
is. And so all these people lost jobs because this president that you so in love with, that his ego and hatred for this black man misjudged his thing. Misjudged everything that was going on. Yeah, people been at marathon for years. Yeah, they got a good package. But what if them people wasn't ready to go home yet?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? What about the people that work for our company? They got laid off 2 or 3 times. They laid them off, bought them back. Laid them off, and they came back. Now they looking for work. Then they take off the bonus money they was giving them on the unemployment check.
Right.
So now they in the rut. But you supporting this man. You pull right trash compared to what he got going on.
Exactly.
You making $16 an hour. caring about you.
At all. Hey, look here, Ken Wayne. Not only that, this man has caused over 200,000 deaths in the United States alone.
I guess you figure there's less people that can vote against
to mishandle this pandemic situation.
Yeah.
200,000 people have, more than 200,000 people have died because of this pandemic in the way. And not only that, he was just so blatantly irresponsible by him being the president of the United States and saying that you don't have to wear no mask. I ain't wearing no mask. And all. And guess what happened? He ended up with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So he say. I still don't believe that.
I don't think he did either, Reggie, but I'm just saying he ended up supposed to be the contractor and all that. But I'm
waiting for them. I'm going to try to get that vaccine, whatever he took, supposedly took. That was their way of trying to get a market quicker. The way he,
tell you something. I wish he'd
have prepared for just time for the election.
I wish he'd
have so he'd get more votes now.
You hear me, Kenny?
What's that?
I say I wish he'd went on and used that bleach like when he was talking about people could just use bleach and get rid of
it. Man, this dude here. I don't know what to say. Man, I'm just glad he's gone.
I wish he'd have drank it on TV.
I'm just glad he's gone. Now, thank God I was able to help get this country back where it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
America ain't never been perfect. Never. Especially when it comes to us. But what he was trying to take it back to the time my dad, my mother were young, my grandparents was going through what they was going through.
Right.
So they better realize we're not our ancestors.
Well, I didn't like it from the get-go talking about make America great again. But I wanted to know when America was ever great for black people.
Thank you. I said that, people had an issue with that. I like to know when it was great for us, too.
It ain't never been great for black people. Now, we have had opportunities here and there, but they snatch them away from us as soon as they see us prospering from them. They find a way to take them from us.
And then the thing about it, that's when everything happens. Either you're on drugs, you're a molester, or you ain't paid the taxes.
Yeah, they gonna find some kind of way to get you, to get a strike against you. That's for sure.
Yeah, like Ed Griffin say, a black man, a black woman never leave the game. That's an entertainer, a public figure. He'll never leave the game clean, but they'll protect their own in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
Look at how many people Trump tried to get out that he knew was dead wrong. But who gonna try to get you out when you go?
Nobody.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if you ran into somebody in the penitentiary like Fleece Johnson?
Exactly. Well, I'm going to tell y'all this, man. All I got to say to Trump is, Biden. Yeah, Biden. See you, bro. But let me tell you something. Biden going to come get his chair. Until you get your fat behind out of it. I got to sit down, man. I got work to do. You know, we've had a great talk, man. I appreciate you fellas coming on and we had some entertainment conversations about things today, man. But I'm just so thankful to God that God's mercies and grace is always sufficient, man. We made it through the Trump era and we got brighter days to look forward to. And I don't know about y'all, but God done carried my household through this mess. And, we have prospered more than most have. That's for sure. And I just want to thank God for that. And I know you guys, I know Reggie, your household. I know your situation. You thankful that we made it through this mess. And we, like you say, Kenny Wayne, we were responsible for helping reshape the history of the United States. And man, this was a historic election in so many ways. And I'm just so glad that the brothers here, the man cave, we all got out and we made a commitment to getting out and being part of the solution and part of the game. Basically, we got the game and ran the race. And you see where we can prevail if we ever, as black people, come together with our ideas and work together. So I just hope that people keep the same energy, like you said, in the midterms and all that stuff, Kenny Wayne. So, and go out and educate yourself on how this political game is played. Because if you don't know how the game is played, you'll never win it.
Yeah.
So we as Black people got to get out and educate ourselves, man. We can't look for public schooling and the system that was set up to keep us down, to educate us to a level where we'll be equal. So we got to get out there and do some homework and some legwork and get some knowledge for yourself and learn yourself and learn what you can do to help the community. And I just want to say thank you, fellas, for coming on. Big Red Joe, you go ahead and sign off, man, and we'll see you next week, baby. Go ahead, you go first, Red.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that this election is over with, man. Finally, I mean, it was just, you know. It was like watching paint dry, man. I was just like, man, is this ever going to be over with?
Yeah. You know,
and, I want to hear from John Sally because he predicted that Trump was going to be reelected. I want to hear what he got to say about it now because he always has so much good things to say about Trump and he's not such a bad guy and, you know, because he know him personally. You know, I'm looking forward to hearing from John Sally and what he thinks about Donald Trump now. But again, fellas, it was nice seeing y'all. Hey, I look forward to seeing y'all next week. This is Reggio, coming from the north side, from Sunnyside, Texas.
Amen. Go ahead, Ken Wayne.
Man, I'm glad this election's over with too, like Reggio said. But this here made me think of the song I did from Houston sang. So leave for Donald Trump. So leave us alone. Get to stepping. Get the hell on. We don't want you anymore. I could have felt it better, but I'm trying not to laugh. But yeah. Man, y'all have a blessed week. And thank God, man, that this is over with. Some people say America is the American dream, but for the last 4 years, especially for us, it's been America's nightmare.
Exactly.
On the whole. And I just, like, people make it seem like Black folks, we suffer, but everybody suffer during this term. But a lot of people don't want to realize that because, like you said earlier, the racism rears its ugly head. So the racist people don't understand that just because y'all still got these big trucks, y'all going broke trying to pay this big truck note. So, you know, hating us because of what y'all president did, like I say, I'm not my ancestor.
Let me. This is JD signing off. And like I said, I want to talk about what you just talked about, Kenny Wayne. And we need to understand this. And I said this a long time ago about when you're dealing with racist white people. They will watch their house burn to the ground if they know you in it. If they know a Black man in that house, hey, man, don't you put that fire. Let that house go on and burn down. They'll rebuild that house as long as they know you in it. They don't care about burning the house down. And that's just how them people that are Donald Trump supporters were treating the United States. They were watching this country burn, but they knew that Black people was in there suffering. So they let it burn. But guess what? We done finally put the fire out, baby. And we're going to walk out of there with no smoke on us.
That's right.
So that is. So I'll see you fellas next week, man. Y'all take care, baby. Have a blessed week. And this is JD signing off for JD's Man Cave. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, this is JD of JD's Man Cave. Coming at you again tonight on a big old Saturday night. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.